This week's dry bean scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. This week, we get an update on the dry edible bean crop from the Pahrump, Minnesota area. Joining us is Brad Guck, an agronomist with Professional Agronomy Services. And Brad, how is that dry bean crop coming along?
We actually were able to get in the field, I would say, several days earlier than normal on average, and get the crop planted very quickly. We had very few weather delays. I would say the planting is all but wrapped up, and we're actually just a very short time away from post-emerge herbicides and nutritionals and those types of things and some cultivating. So we're moving right along, actually.
What was the acreage mix like this year?
I think acreage on the kidney beans potentially is up, and then actually we have several growers in this. It's kind of starting to be a little bit of a black turtle bean market too, so seeing another variety of dry bean, another type of dry bean out there. Overall, the dry bean acres, and I believe, are up for the year for a lot of growers.
And Brad, I'd guess those beans planted require a pretty comprehensive weed management plan.
Potentially with the drier weather we went through, even with irrigation, possibly some a little bit reduced effectiveness of some of the pre's compared to what you would normally expect. So potentially, a little bit earlier weed pressure. So I guess what I would say was keep your boots on the ground and be in the field early and often and be aware of what you're dealing with so that you can have timely applications and keep those fields clean if possible.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network.